Duck stamps are a hot commodity, so hot that duck stamp collectors are upset about how fast a limited issue of a new souvenir stamp vanished this past week at the largest stamp show in U.S. history here in Washington. They squawk that small collectors are getting a foul deal. NPR's Libby Lewis has more.
Forget Congressman William Jefferson's freezer or the fate of Karl Rove. The real scandal du jour in Washington, D.C. is in the federal duck stamp program. At least it is to hundreds of small collectors who hope to get their hands on a limited issue of this year's souvenir stamp. This year's image of a Ross's goose debuted at the Washington 2006 International Philatelic Exhibition. But many collectors came away empty-handed and grousing about big-time dealers cornering the market, about profit and greed.
They mess things up, and there's a lot of explaining to do. This is a black eye publicity-wise.
That's Russell Sherman of Chicago, an empty-handed collector. The souvenir sheets vanished about 2 hours after they went on sale at the show, while hundreds of people were still in lines that snaked around the convention center. The problem isn't just that there weren't enough of the souvenir sheets to go around. It's the aftermarket, the chance to resell the sheets, that irks some collectors like Dennis Gilson. He's a duck stamp collector from State College, Pennsylvania.
Before the sheets went on sale, there were people on the floor already posting buy ads. The sheets sold for $25, and we started to see ads right away for $40, and then the dealers were starting to bid each other up. Later in the show, we saw $100, $130. I expect if you go on eBay in the next few days that you're going to see these things listed in the hundreds of dollars.
Last year's souvenir sheets originally sold for $20. Most wound up in the hands of big dealers. They're now retailing for between $2,000 to $3,000. That helped fuel this year's run on the sheets. Pat Fisher heads the federal duck stamp program for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
I'm new and other people here are new. We can do better, and we're going to work to do better.
Fisher wants to make sure this year's chaos doesn't happen again. What she can't change is the fact there's an aftermarket she has no control over. Foster Miller got his hands on 10 of the sheets. He's asking, does he sell today at $100 or wait until tomorrow when the price might go up?
Are any of us proud for doing it? Well, it's the American way, I guess.
Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.